Chapter 28, Love. Love is the most powerful force in the world. And I don't just mean romantic love, although that also matters. I mean love in a bigger sense, compassion, empathy, kindness, acceptance, and genuine human connection. When love drives your actions, you bring out the best in yourself and in others. When fear or anger drives your actions, you shrink. Here's the truth. The more love you give, the more it multiplies. Love is one of the few things in life that grows the more you share it. If you want more happiness, start by choosing to love in every situation you can. As the Beatles so perfectly expressed it in their song, "All You Need Is Love." Love is the most cherished commodity in the universe. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be accepted by others, respected by others, and to belong to a social community. Put another way, we all want to be part of a family, regardless of genetic connection. Love cannot be demanded or purchased. It must be earned. And the easiest way to earn the love of others is to give love first. Be the first to show kindness, the first to show acceptance, the first to offer a smile, and you will be surprised how your life improves. Love in its simplest form. The purest example of unconditional love is often seen in animals. Treat an animal with kindness and affection, and they respond immediately. They do not care what you look like, what you have achieved, or what mistakes you've made. They care only about the present moment. Although humans are far more advanced, we still respond to love, kindness, acceptance, affection, and respect in much the same way as our furry friends do. Love transcends boundaries. It makes material things irrelevant. Wealth, social status, appearance, past failures, none of these determine a person's worthiness of love. Love is built on presence, openness, and generosity of spirit. You can't give love if you don't have love. Here is something essential, and many people overlook it. You must love yourself first. You cannot give away something you do not possess. If you are angry with yourself, disappointed in who you are, or resentful toward your life, it is difficult to open your heart to others. If you feel weighed down by guilt, self-criticism, shame, or negative self-talk, love becomes something you chase instead of something you share. To change this, begin by accepting all that you are right now. Stop blaming the world for your disappointments. Let go of entitlement or the belief that life owes you something. Take responsibility for your emotions, your choices, and your future. This isn't about fault. It's about empowerment. Loving yourself is the first step toward attracting meaningful, loving relationships. When you accept yourself fully, the world around you recognizes it. You signal that you are open to connection. A desire for positive relationships naturally leads you toward joy and happiness. If happiness is the Holy Grail, then love is the potion we drink from it. Love equals happiness. The expanding power of love. The beauty of love is that it grows when shared. When you give love, patience, listening, understanding, or forgiveness, you create more of it for yourself and others. Love expands outward like ripples in a pond. One act of kindness can influence dozens of lives you may never see. Even small gestures matter. A smile, a thank you, a sincere compliment, a moment of empathy. These aren't trivial. They are investments in human connection. People who lead with love experience deeper relationships, less stress and anxiety, stronger resilience, better physical health, more meaning and purpose. Love is not just emotional. It is biological, neurological, spiritual, and practical. It's easy to choose love when life is going well. The real test is choosing love when you face frustration, fear, conflict, or disappointment. Choosing love doesn't mean letting people take advantage of you. It doesn't mean being passive. It means responding with calm instead of chaos, compassion instead of criticism, understanding instead of judgment, action instead of resentment. When love guides your response, you stay grounded, confident, and centered. Fear makes you reactive. Love makes you wise. A personal observation. In all my years of living, working, and interacting with people, the happiest individuals I've met are the ones who choose love, consistently and intentionally. They love their partners, their families, their pets, their work, and even strangers they meet along the way. They give love freely, and they don't obsess about getting something back in return. Ironically, because they do this, they receive more love than most. When you become a source of love, the world mirrors it back to you. Reflection exercise. Choose love. Think of one challenging situation in your life right now. How would your response look if it came from love instead of fear or anger? Write it down, reflect on it, and and practice it. Small adjustments create big emotional shifts. Choose love and happiness follows.
Forgive yourself for the mistakes you made earlier that only time could teach.